And it came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle, and had anointed it, and sanctified it, and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed them and sanctified them. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.